of report.
Okay.
I was thinking about past and future in my sitting, and it made me think of my son, who has been, he's been gone for 20 years. He's been passed away. He died. But I find as I grow older, I chat with him a bit. And he'd be 42 years old if he were alive. And he died at 22. So there's a big difference there. I have no idea who he would actually be, but I talk to him anyway. And in my meditation, sometimes I do that. And today I spoke with him about a line. We both loved Lord of the Rings. We read the book when he was a kid and a teenager. And then eventually we saw the first movie, and then he had gone. But I was thinking about a line from Lord of the Rings, which is, Tolkien says, when you walk out your door, you have no, there's no knowing where you'll end up, or something like that. And so I was thinking about that line during my meditation in regards to my son and in regards just to life in general. And then it was like he waved at me in my meditation. He's on the road in a different place from me, and not where I could catch up or he could catch up, but just we could see each other. It was an open, wide plain, and nothing was obscuring our vision. It was very comforting to see him wave at me. And I've gone through grief about his death, and at this point, you know, it's sort of come to peace about it. So it was nice to see him. It wasn't sad at all. I truly actually believe he's somewhere. I may not know where or how to conceive of that concept, but he's out there somewhere. And so it was a pleasant journey into the past and kind of with the future at the same time. So I had a lovely
connection.
Yes.
Yeah. How was it also of the future? Like,
well, I guess it was like I was thinking of his future, as in his future would be now, and he would be in his 40s. And the person I left, or who left, I mean, we stopped knowing each other in real time 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I only can go in reality, a memory, as far as him being 22 years old. And we always joked a lot, he and I. We were science fiction nerds, and we joked, and we had a pretty good relationship. So I guess I was thinking of jokes he would tell me now and laugh at me about, you know,
right,
just stuff. I mean, it was a jolly little excursion, actually. Very nice.
Yeah. So in a sense, you were filling in his future self that was meeting you now.
That's exactly right. I did not have the words for that, but that is exactly right.
Mm-hmm. You know, what was there when you saw the wave, when you saw him wave to you?
Well, it was kind of like a country road in maybe Arizona. I've never been to Arizona, as I might imagine it. I saw him like just, I came up over a rise in the road. I was walking, and so was he on foot. And my kid, I saw him as I remember him, and then he sort of morphed into a middle-aged guy, which he would be, mm-hmm. moving in that direction, certainly. And, you know, there were birds, probably crows, I think, crows on the road, which might not be true in this country, but this isn't reality. This is just my imagination. And a couple of trees, big old bare trees, and this rolling landscape with a dirt road. It was not a car road, a walking road. And I mean, it was like he raised his arms together, and then he waved like, "Hi, hi, long time no see." Which it would be.
Right, right. Very appropriate response, right. Huh?
And, you know, and we didn't run. I remember thinking, "Oh, we can run toward each other, and you know, I can grab him and give him a hug and so on." That didn't happen. In my mind just didn't take me there. Mm-hmm. It was just exactly just from a distance. Mm-hmm. But a warm distance.
A warm difference, but
yes.
Two different paths, two different
further well, depending on your point of view, he was either further ahead on the road or behind me.
Yeah.
But I saw him, I think I would have to say, now that I think about it, he was ahead, because I didn't turn around. I looked ahead and there he was. Maybe half a mile down the road, but easy to see because there was nothing in the way.
Yeah.
I think of this today. It's a gift. I feel like I've gotten a gift. I mean, from the universe, from my son, or not, it doesn't matter from where.
Yeah.
I feel gifted.
Yeah.
Like I've been given something lovely.
It sounds like that, Jack. Right. It really does.